history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And continuing on with the economy, yesterday the stock market had a huge dip in the middle of the day. And it was attributed to somebody hacking into the Associated Press Twitter account and sending out news that there had been a bombing at the White House and President Obama was injured, and it just sent the market plunging. Now, it's being claimed these were Syrian hackers. Why? Did the government trace the IP address of whoever hacked the AP Twitter account? No. There was a convenient phone call. Somebody called up and said, hey, the Syrian hackers, you know, try and find us, you schmucks. I'm sorry, you infidels. Now, obviously, there was a huge amount of volume on the market during that down spike and subsequent rise up when it came out that this was a fake story. What I want to know is who bought high, or rather who bought low and then sold high. Because anybody who knew that that was going to happen ahead of time could have made a huge chunk of cash in a very short amount of time. I'd like to see that being investigated. Oh, no, we've got to go after the Syrian hackers. Pay no attention to all this other money-making going. Remember all the short selling of airline stocks ahead of 9/11? When these staged incidents happen, people make money off of them. We're going to grab another phone call here. Henry in London, Ontario. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How are you doing? I was just watching a video. It's kind of an obscure site called Alien Scientist. And he went through the four guys with backpacks and basically picked off, if you go to the Massachusetts National Guard, they're there. Like, there are four guys that are dead on for those four guys with the backpacks.
The black and tanners.
Yep. So it should be really easy to track these guys down.
Yeah, but the government doesn't want to look for them. The corporate media doesn't want to look for them. They've been told what the official story is. It's Muslims, Muslims, Muslims.
Yeah,
same
no,
thing we got on 9/11.
The alternative media should be able to pick them off. They're right on the front page of their webpage.
Well, let me tell you a little story. Years ago, I mean, I got into this whole blogging, talk radio, peace activism thing entirely by accident back in 1994 when I just was working in my little animation shop, and that picture of Vincent Foster's hand with the gun that was leaked by the White House to Reuters came on the air.
Sorry, what? My dogs are barking.
Okay. And I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break on this one. And I looked at the picture, and because my profession at that time was fakery for Hollywood movies to make you convinced that you were seeing something that was real, I looked at that picture, and I immediately knew it was a staged shot. There were all these things wrong with it. And I did a little bit more digging. I found the FBI's FD-302s in which they were trying to get Vincent Foster's widow to identify the gun found with the body as one belonging to him, and it wasn't. He didn't own a dark blued metal gun. He had a silver-colored gun, nickel-plated, that he inherited from his father. And I had a lot of friends at the networks and the network news departments, and I went down there and I said, look at this information. There is some kind of a hoax here. And I was told to my face, we can't touch that. It will end our careers. And so we're probably seeing exactly the same thing in the corporate media with all of this exploding evidence about the naked guy was Tamerlan and the rest of it. Nobody in the corporate media is going to touch it because they want to keep their cushy, well-paying jobs. Got to take a break for commercials. Henry, stay with me. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, For a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to Bank and Trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell and shrink.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Henry in London. And Henry, you just want to sort of pick up where you were. What was your next thought?
Yeah, I just emailed you the two links. Basically, it's a video that was put up by a guy that basically ID'd the four guys with backpacks.
Yes.
As part of the Massachusetts National Guard. And it's pretty well dead on. Like, it's really hard to, like, say these are not the guys, because it's off the front page of their web page, and there's just pictures of them. So it should be really easy to identify these guys.
It should be, but again, unless some citizen's investigator can actually get their names and addresses so we can go talk to them, again.
Right, that's what I'm asking for. That's why I'm
all right, I'll put it up at the website and people can take a look.
One other point I'd like to make is there was a lot of reporting that there was training exercises going on at the beginning of it, and they were saying, oh, this is a training exercise, don't be worried.
Mm-hmm.
The start of races, there are so many cameras, there are so many video cameras. Someone must have that on video.
It's entirely possible, but I mean, now they're basically, you know, they're refusing to neither confirm nor deny the drills, and we have all these eyewitness testimony. And like I said earlier in the show, the Boston Globe has acknowledged those tweets talking about controlled explosions as part of the drills did come from the Boston Globe. They were retweets of tweets they were getting from the police department. So this idea that there wasn't a drill, that's pretty much gone.
But I'd like to see a video of them actually announcing it.
Well, you know, we'll keep an eye out for that. But, you know, I would rather keep the focus on what are they using this for? And obviously it's demonize the Muslims, demonize fireworks stands, demonize pressure cookers, demonize online blogs and independent media. And I really want to keep the focus on that because we have to sort of push back against the further encroachments on our civil rights.
And, well, it's a total, like, police state in Boston. And that seems to be the purpose of the whole thing.
I agree. That's a major purpose of it, to basically say this is what we must do to keep you safe. And huzzah, huzzah, the Bostonians went along with it. We applaud them for understanding the necessity. And, of course, talking to real people in Boston, no, they don't. They were very angry, especially now that we're getting confirmation that these intrusions into the homes were confiscating firearms from people who did not have a criminal record.
It was almost like Georgia, where the color revolution, you kind of wonder if there were a bunch of tweets going out to get everyone out in the streets to cheer and say, USA, USA, like after they caught the thing, the second.
I'm sure it was orchestrated. Like I pointed out, everybody on the crowd, they all had American flags that all looked more or less the same, and yet we know all those storefronts were closed, so somebody was there handing out flags.
Right.
Okay?
Great, thank you.
All right, we're going to let you go and switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, there was good news that came down from our local county grand jury. It was over a man assaulting a police officer. That was the charge. Assault of a police officer. Well, out in a county park, a police officer harassed this man's son who is retarded and tased him. The father said stop it, and he wouldn't stop it because this retarded person did not follow the commands of the officer fast enough. So the father pushed the officer to the ground and took his handcuffs and handcuffed, took his gun belt off and threw it in the trunk of the car and put the officer in the back seat of his car.
Mm-hmm.
And the grand jury just basically said to the police officer how you used that taser was outside of policy. When you're outside of policy, you're no longer a police officer. And the the father only used just a minimal amount of force to prevent him from doing any more harm.
That is such an important concept for Americans to understand. Okay, a police officer, or for that matter, a political official, hold that authority only when they operate within the limitations imposed by the law and the Constitution. When they act outside those laws, they are no longer police and political leaders. They're just ordinary citizens hiding behind uniforms, fancy suits, and a badge. And as a matter of fact, this goes all the way up to the United States Supreme Court in a decision called Marburg versus Madison, which said laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. Right now, our government is taking the attitude of Obama's going to sign these executive orders and they are the law until the Supreme Court looks at them. No, that is not the legal precedent. They are not the law if they violate the Constitution automatically. That's the default.
Well, just like President Obama signs those executive orders, he ceases being president because he said his duty is to faithfully execute the laws of Congress, not his own political point of view.
That's exactly right. But getting back down to the street level, because we know there are police that are out there, they don't want to be videotaped doing what they're doing. They're taking cell phones and smashing them. Their new excuse now is, cell phones can be turned into weapons. Therefore, we're concerned you have a Tomahawk land attack cruise missile hidden in your cell phone. Therefore, we have a legitimate right to disarm you to save our own lives. And, of course, it's complete and utter nonsense. But when the police are operating outside the law, they're no longer the police. They're just thugs with guns and a Halloween costume. And you're absolutely right. If the police are not following the law, you have not only a moral obligation to resist, you have the legal right. And again, that comes from another United States Supreme Court decision, John Bad Elk versus the United States, where this John Bad Elk basically shot some police officers who were violating his civil rights. And the Supreme Court agreed because those police officers were not in compliance with the law, John Bad Elk was legally justified in using force, indeed even lethal force, against them. So the law is on the side of those of you who want to stand up to the police.
Well,
that's why they want to take away your guns.
Well, this is the other thing on why this father saw the police. Another thing they said, the father has the moral obligation to defend his son, which was only 11 years. He was only 11 years old.
Yep.
And like I say, he was handicapped. He didn't understand. He's like, he has an obligation. And the thing is, a police officer kind of happy that this police officer got fired because he was making him look bad. Because there is some police officers that say that some bad apples do make the whole force look bad. Because there are
absolutely do. And, we know stories like Serpico and these others where there are people who join the police force out of a serious, genuine commitment to the community. We also know, unfortunately, sadly, that hiring by police departments is preferential to returning veterans from the war zone. Ostensibly to help these veterans reintegrate into society, but they come in with this same war mindset that they had in the war zones, and we're seeing it in the way the American people are being treated. Plus, we have all these Israelis coming over to treat police departments on the best way to treat the ordinary people, which is why we're all being treated like the Palestinians now. So it's a very, very ugly situation. George, got to let you go. Running out of time. Got a lot of stuff I got to talk about here. Getting back to yesterday's dip on the stock market, which is being blamed on Syrian hackers only because somebody called up and said, "Hi, we're Syrians, come and get us." We're concerned, obviously, that as the Boston cover story continues to fall apart, that the U.S. government will attempt to distract from it with a new terror false flag, much as they did with the Olympic Park bombing when they couldn't keep the lid on TWA 800. One of the things they may be considering right now is a virtual 911, a cyber attack on the computers of America's banking system to be blamed on Iran or Syria or Russia or China. Because this would allow the United States, first of all, the impact of this would be felt all across the country. Everybody would be having trouble going to the ATMs. Everybody would be short on cash. Everybody would be impacted by this. It wouldn't just be Boston, wouldn't just be New York. It would be the entire country coast to coast. And it would have the added advantage that it would allow the Wall Street money junkies and the federal government to completely duck the blame for having destroyed the economy with their little Ponzi scheme central bank. They'd come on out there and say, "We were just on the verge of turning the economy around. We had a plan that was going to restore America to economic greatness. And those gosh darn Syrian, Iranian, Russian, Chinese hackers, they destroyed our computers." And that would be it. They'd be off the hook. It was no longer a financial crash caused by corruption, crime, stupidity, bad assumptions. It's a dastardly act of war by those dastardly hackers. So they could be thinking that as well. We were seeing almost a run-up to that a while back with all these hacker attacks on celebrity websites. I've hacked into their celebrity, and I put pictures of them baking cookies on the net, which, of course, there's no financial return. So the only reason for somebody to be hacking the celebrity computer accounts is to attract attention, to generate media buzz. Oh, there's hackers out. There's Syrian hackers and Iranian hackers. And, of course, we know the biggest hackers in the world are the Israelis. Now, this is a story that happened a few days ago. It's taken me a while to get to it. Over in China, in Kunming, Yunnan province, there is a woman who is suing the United States Federal Reserve because of quantitative easing, having devalued the money she had in her account. She put the equivalent of $250 into an account in 2006. It has now shrunk by 30% of its value as a result of the Federal Reserve issuing too much money. Can you imagine the firestorm if Americans start doing exactly the same thing, suing the Federal Reserve for debasing the currency? And what if it became a class action? What a firestorm that would be. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently John Boehner is refusing to allow a Congressional Select Committee investigation into Benghazi. Even though there is a huge amount of support in the House of Representatives for there to be a select committee investigation into just what happened over there, Boehner is saying, nope, we have the official story. We don't need to look any closer at what's going on. Of course, what I think happened is that Benghazi was supposed to be these terrorists, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, capture the ambassador, hold him for a few days, Obama gets him out, and he looks good for the coming election. And it got out of hand because all of the Libyans around there heard the gunfire, and they all piled on, and it just turned into a complete free-for-all. And now they're trying to recover from that embarrassment. Getting back to the economy, and speaking of the Obama administration, they are actually spending your tax dollars to go out and encourage, the word is actually recruit, more people onto food stamps. There is a lot of fraud out there in the food stamp program. And there are close to 50 million Americans on food stamps right now. Why are they going out and spending money to get more people onto this program funded by tax dollars? Because it makes them dependent. The goal would be for everybody in the United States of America to be getting a little paper ticket or a plastic card from the government in order to eat. Because when you reach that state, you won't stand up and say, hey, Boston was a fraud. I don't believe the official story. You won't stand up and say, these wars are wrong. You won't stand up and say, how come none of these bankers in Wall Street behind the mortgage-backed security fraud or LIBOR have been arrested, let alone thrown in jail? Dependency is slavery. And that's the agenda, to keep you dependent on the government for your food, or for the money for your food, to keep you dependent on large, giant food corporations for your food, to keep you dependent on private corporations for your water. Nestle is now out there lobbying, saying there is no inherent right to water. It shouldn't be a public utility. We will bottle and sell it at a profit, to keep you dependent on the privately owned Federal Reserve for your currency. Dependency, dependency, dependency is slavery. That's why on July 4th, we call it Independence Day. We don't call it Kick the British Out Day. We don't call it Freedom Day. We call it Independence Day, because that's the day Americans became dependent on themselves and were freed of their enforced dependency on the Bank of England, the British East India Company, the British stamps that they were required to have. That's why the Obama administration, even as they're screaming furlough, furlough for the FAA controllers, they're out there spending money to encourage more people onto the food stamp program so that they will not be able to stand up and say, we think the government is wrong. Now, I'm going to talk about guns just a little tiny bit. Predictably, gun and ammunition sales surged once again after the Boston bombing. Everybody understood somehow or other they were going to tie this into guns, banning ammunition, banning reloading supply. We've got to get all this stuff up there. And apparently there was a gun show in Syracuse over this last weekend. And it was a two-hour wait to get inside. So that one sort of bashed up. We've been talking about how Biden is out there saying that Obama is going to use executive orders to impose his gun prohibition on the country. Forget about the Congress. I don't need the Congress. I am the president. I can just do whatever I want. Kind of a strange statement from somebody who claims to have been a constitutional law professor. One of his first executive orders apparently is to ban the importation of ammunition, magazines, and gun accessories from outside the country. A lot of those products are made in other countries and imported here. Will probably be a boon for domestic manufacturers. But it's just another way of trying to shut down your access to your right to keep and bear arms, even as the U.S. government buys more hollow point ammunition. Department of Homeland Security is buying all this ammunition. They also were buying all these explosives not too long ago, just in time for the Boston bombing. Now, apparently down in Missouri, their director of revenue was forced to resign when it came out that he had turned over all of the state's concealed carry permit data to federal government agencies. They're trying to find out who's got the guns. We have to know which doors to kick down. Apparently they did in Massachusetts. Remember after Katrina? Natural disaster, hurricane and flooding. They're seizing guns from the law-abiding citizens. Same thing in Boston. It was a bombing. They were already out there saying these two Muslims did it, and yet these people, uniformed thugs going into these homes in Massachusetts were confiscating guns. Over in New Jersey, this is just how weird this is getting. This New Jersey mother went to a local tax meeting about property tax assessments getting completely out of control, and she read from the Constitution. For that, she was arrested for making terroristic threats and forced to surrender her legal weapons. For reading the Constitution. Do you get that subtext? If you support the Constitution, you're a potential terrorist. Reading the Constitution is terroristic threatening. Getting a little strange out there in La La Land.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Up in Chicago, a former Chicago police officer working as an informant for federal investigators pled guilty on Monday to charges he sold firearms to a convicted felon. So here you have former cop. Now he's a spook for the federal government, and he's selling firearms, plural, to a convicted felon. This is the reason gun registration and background checks won't stop the criminals. I've seen this pattern before. I used to see it in Los Angeles. The cops would find somebody with a gun on them, and they'd say, look, I can arrest you, or I'll just confiscate the gun and you can go free. So there was no paper trail of the encounter, and the cop would just keep the gun. Use it as a drop gun, or sell it. Just weird thing. Now, interesting story. Apparently, they're having these hearings in the Senate about the drone strikes. They're trying to basically get Obama to provide the legal constitutional justification for drone strikes that go into countries with which we are not officially at war, And for every one accused terror suspect for which there is no evidence proving guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, for every one of those suspects they kill, they're taking out an average of 50 innocent civilians with every single drone strike. No coverage on the American media about that. They're still going wacko about these three people who died in Boston. And I don't mean to trivialize their deaths and their injuries. But obviously the drone strikes are far more lethal. By the way, CNN is still going Boston, Boston, Boston. Fox News, not quite so much. MSNBC has already decided this is worn out. We're going, they're starting to cover more and more of the other news over there. So anyway, in this public hearing yesterday, the Senate Judiciary Committee heard testimony from six experts on the constitutional and counterterrorism implications of the covert U.S. drone program. And these panelists said the drone strikes are creating deep anti-American sentiments in the countries where they're taking place. My question is, these senators had to be told that? These senators don't understand when you send these random robotic death machines into other countries and blow up a bunch of innocent people, those who survive are not going to be entirely cheerful about that. What did these senators think was going on? Oh, look, it's a drone. It just blew up Fred's house. Too bad. I was dating his sister. Let's go shoot some hoops or something. These senators had to be told that these drone strikes are creating anti-American feeling? Are they all on SSRIs up there? That's nonsense. Kerry is out there urging NATO to plan for Syria chemical weapons threat. And of course, we must send more money to the hired mercenary army. What's really amazing is, of course, Kerry is going on and on based on Israel saying we have proof Syria is using chemical weapons. But apparently when pressed for it, Netanyahu said, well, we can't actually confirm that. It's just a good guess. We saw it on the Ouija board, so forth and so on. Over at antiwar.com, there's an article warning that the 200 U.S. troops now in Jordan could very quickly become 20,000 in advance of a Syrian ground invasion. They want Syria, and they're getting impatient. They've been trying to push this. Oh, it's a civil war. Oh, it's a popular uprising. And it's not getting any traction. By the way, these Syrian rebels, the hired mercenaries, just blew up this ancient minaret at a famous mosque. They bombed the mosque last January, didn't get it all. They came back and got the minaret just today. That's kind of on the same level as somebody coming in and blowing up the cathedral in your town, to give you an idea of how this is. And again, it underscores the fact this is not a popular uprising. And again, how you determine what's really going on here is you go back to the American Revolution. Did you see Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and the boys running around the countryside burning colonial churches? No, the British did that on a couple of occasions. If these so-called Syrian rebels really represented a popular uprising against the government of Assad, they're not going to be blowing up their own mosques. It was an act of terror to terrorize the Muslims into supporting the rebels. And they've been caught with other acts of terror as well. So it's just, again, completely not credible that this is a popular uprising. We must intervene to save those poor Syrians from their cruel, evil tyrant and put in a brand new U.S. puppet regime and a brand new private central bank. And see, I already talked about that, the cyber problems on that warship. Apparently, an ex-Bush official, Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, who was chief of staff to former Secretary of State Colin Powell, is now willing to testify that George W. Bush and Dick Cheney knew that most of the prisoners being held and tortured in Guantanamo were in fact innocent of any wrongdoing. He's saying that Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld knew the vast majority of these prisoners kidnapped in this so-called war in terror were innocent, and the government refused to let them go because of the severe embarrassment it would be. Oh, we tortured innocent people. No, we enhanced interrogated innocent people. And, of course, now it's come out, yeah, it was torture. That bipartisan independent investigation said absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt these people were being tortured. And according to Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld knew the vast majority of them were innocent of any wrongdoing. Well, you keep on waterboarding them. We'll get them to say they did something we can hold them for. Remember, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded 183 times before he finally confessed to being the mastermind of 9/11. If I were to take any of you listening to this show and waterboard you 183 times, I could get you to confess to blowing up the Challenger, the Columbia, shoving the iceberg in front of the Titanic, shooting Kennedy and Lincoln, and personally nailing Jesus to the cross. Torture does not provide accurate factual information. Torture is used to get politically expedient confessions. Europe, height of the witchcraft scare. They tortured women and some men. So finally the women said, please stop the pain. Yes, I'm consorting with the devil. That's all torture is good for. We need them to admit on TV they were guilty. And we have no idea what coercive means are being used right now on Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, the younger brother up there in Boston. He's in this Israeli hospital with Israeli doctors, has not had a lawyer yet, supposedly can't talk, according to his Israeli doctor, will never talk. He just sits there and he nods or he shakes his head or he makes hand signals and they say, yes, did you blow up TW-800? And go, yeah, he confessed to it. That's it. He's guilty. Case closed. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Now, speaking of the TSA and the Department of Homeland Security and all these other agencies, which, if we believe the official Boston story, completely and utterly failed to protect us from an act of terrorism and are complete wastes of taxpayer money at a time when they're furloughing the FAA flight controllers because of a lack of funds. TSA a while back said they were going to relax the attitude on pocket knives. You could now take your Swiss Army knife onto the airplane with you, which was never really dangerous. What are you going to do? Dismantle the plane and let me get the wrench out and just unbolt something important here. Well, that decision is now being delayed. They weren't really backing off. They just wanted to look like it during a time when TSA was coming under increased criticism. So it's not really going to happen. Leave your Swiss Army knives at home. Which is a problem. I feel naked without my Swiss Army knife. My little MacGyver here. And oh, there's a problem here. I'll fix that for you. Over in North Carolina at a community college, they have been forced to pull one of their weekly radio political programs off the air. It's called The Rant. After North Carolina State Representative Mike C. Stone, Republican, objected to the fact that they were critical of him. You can't be critical of me in a college radio show. Now, the first time I ever took to a microphone was at college radio, back at Mount San Antonio College, KSAC, KSAK Radio. On a good day, our broadcast footprint might reach the outer edge of the student parking lot. So college community radio isn't really that big of the market share. But this state representative said, they can't criticize me. And ever hear of a thing called the First Amendment? Apparently not.
You talk about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you are now a terror suspect. Turn in your guns.
The United States Supreme Court has now barred all U.S. lawsuits against overseas human rights abuses. This overturned decades of precedent, ruling unanimously in Kubal versus Royal Dutch Petroleum. Foreign citizens subjected to human rights abuses in foreign countries cannot sue those corporations here in the United States. Amazing here. Let's see. Let's skip on down here. We're coming up on the end of the program here. Congress is looking at a new bill that will have the IRS automatically fill out your tax forms. When they mail them to you, they'll be pre-filled in with all of the information they're getting from your databases and your eBay statements and your employer's W-4 and everything. They're calling it the 1040 Super Easy. It's only got three questions on it. How much did you make? How much do you have left? Send it all in. Speaking of hacking attacks, and like I said, our server was hit with a denial of service attack earlier today. The United States government is still recruiting hackers to hack for the U.S. government, to go after those pesky alternative media sites, independent media sites, to go out there and shut down those videos that show things we don't want the public to see. And we have been reporting on this last week since the Boston bombing. Photos will go up, they get taken down. Videos go up, they get taken down. Posts to Facebook are being blocked. Remember, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And everybody's seeing it right now. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry, when he's not over there supporting Israel and the rest of it, he's out there screaming about global warming. And he's out there saying the science is screaming at all of us. And he demands action. We have to deal responsibly with the clear and present danger. He says it's out there that the fragile planet we share with the rest of humanity, which we must protect for future generations, apparently by bombing the crud out of anyone who dares sell their resources for currencies other than the dollar and who refuse the blessings of private central banks issuing the public currencies a loan at interest. Mr. Kerry, I have something for you to think about. Science doesn't scream at people. Science doesn't need to. Propaganda is screamed at people. We certainly saw that this last week since Boston with the corporate news media scream, Muslims terror, blah, 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 blah. Science never screams at people. It doesn't need to. Meanwhile, of course, we've got this story from collectiveevolution.com about scientists are baffled as latest report proves global warming has stopped. Like everybody who didn't spend most of this last winter with a snow shovel in their hand didn't already know that. And the reporter on this story is saying, how many more years of stagnation are needed before scientists rethink their predictions of future global warming? Well, obviously, for any real scientists, they should have started rethinking that years ago. This is agenda-driven. Kerry's statement proves it. They're still out there pushing this global warming. You must pay carbon taxes. You must agree to a lower standard of living to save the fragile planet Earth from you evil icky-poo human beings. By the way, latest NASA study has determined that carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, in fact, acts as a coolant. This whole greenhouse model works with a greenhouse where you have a solid pane of glass. But carbon dioxide is not a solid pane or a solid layer in the atmosphere. It's just blended in. And the latest NASA research trying to prove that carbon dioxide is leading to increased warming found exactly the opposite. They're still out there for the carbon taxes and the carbon credits, and Al Gore and his buddies are getting rich off of carbon trading. And we're getting a warning. This is in The Guardian over in Great Britain. They talk about the carbon bubble. They're bubbling up these carbon credits. We were talking the other day about how countries that have not signed the Kyoto Accords, who are pouring out all kinds of these CO2 emissions, and they're still printing up and selling carbon credits. It's free money for ink and paper. And The Guardian is warning there are trillions of dollars at risk because of stock markets inflating the value of these carbon credits. The carbon credits are promises that we will leave these fossil fuels in the ground forever. And, of course, that's nonsense. The instant there's a shortfall in coal or oil, those reserved deposits, carbon credit deposits, they'll be tapped into. It's just another scam to take your money. Meanwhile, Poland has become the 8th European Union nation to ban GMO crops. You're not allowed to grow GMO crops in Poland. That's 8 of the European Union member states. They know these things are dangerous. Do you? Well, you do if you read the independent media, listen to Republic Broadcasting. You'd never know it coming from the American corporate media because, you know, by golly, Monsanto is a huge advertiser. And we can't risk losing those advertising contracts, especially as our audience shrinks and we have no money. So, of course, we've got to say whatever Monsanto tells us. And we saw that back with that Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit, where the reporters assigned to the story found that eating the dairy and meat products from the treated cows led to serious health problems. And Fox News ordered them to take that out, make it a puff piece for how great Monsanto is, The reporters refused and were fired. They sued Fox News for wrongful termination and lost on appeal when the court said, because there is no law requiring the corporate media to be truthful with the American people, the corporate media can order their journalists to lie to you. And if they refuse, they can be fired legitimately. So keep that in mind when you hear all this corporate media nonsense about Boston and backpacks and Muslims and the rest of it. They are legally allowed to lie to you, and reporters who refuse to do so can be fired. Just keep that in mind. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is out there. The new bird strain is one of the most lethal flu viruses out there. So you just rush out and buy lots and lots and lots and lots of vaccines today or you're going to die horrible deaths. Same thing we saw back in 2009 with the When Pigs Fly flu. It's just another marketing gimmick masquerading as news. We'll be right back.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We were talking about they're promoting the new flu virus. Run out and buy lots of vaccines because we need your money here. There's a scandal brewing. This is reported over at consumerist.com. where it turns out the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, when they found out that the safety testing being done on pharmaceutical products by a contract research firm in Texas was fraudulent, they didn't do anything. They didn't pull the drugs off the market. See, the Food and Drug Administration, long ago when we had a government that was looking out for the American people, the FDA did their own safety testing. And over time, the FDA, and for that matter, the USDA, have sort of taken the attitude, we trust the manufacturers to do their own quality assurance. We know they would never put a harmful product out there in the marketplace. And so the pharmaceutical companies will come up with a drug. They will hire an independent, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, testing firm to conduct the research. And then they'll go to the FDA and say, see, we have this paper from this independent, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more testing firm that says it's safe. And the FDA says, all right, you're approved. Put it out on the market. And, of course, we know a lot of drugs, once they're on the market, prove to be anything other than safe. And now it turns out the FDA knew that some of this testing work was fraudulent, and they didn't do anything about it. They didn't pull the drugs off the market. They didn't even slow down approving new drugs based on testing that came from that lab. It's all about the money. Now, there's an interesting little story. This came out of Mercola, where a girl was kicked out of school for refusing a chickenpox vaccine, even though, this was on Staten Island, even though the family's doctor had warned her against getting it because it might have hurt the health of her baby sister. Remember, there's a big problem with these vaccines. You may not become sick, but you become a carrier. You can infect other people. And so this little girl's family doctor said, don't do it. You could make your little baby sister ill. And the school kicked her out. You will have your vaccines. All your babies are belong to us. Remember, over in Italy, the courts concluded that the MMR vaccine does in fact cause autism. Have you noticed all these other countries around the world, they're slowing down on the vaccines, they're banning GMOs. They understand these products coming out of America's corporations are dangerous. Absolutely dangerous. So are the SSRIs. Nobody wants to talk about those. We can't afford to lose those campaign donations and those ad contracts. Interesting little thing. You've probably heard this idea that, you know, 50 is the new 60 and so forth to sell us the idea that we're healthier people. We aren't. The reality is today's adults are getting diseases normally associated with old age 15 years younger than their grandparents because of this chemical onslaught of our bodies. That's it for our show. We got to head on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please tell all your friends and family, your social media about Republic Broadcasting, about whatreallyhappened.com. Please share what you know about this fraud in Boston with everyone that you know. Keep spreading the word. We are winning the war for the minds of America. Aloha, America.